And we used to go in at night and shoot possum, and possum would like to get in them, man. My daddy would shine up there with that old carbide light and see them two eyes shining, looking, chow, on his rifle. He had a big old possum come down, hit the ground, bop.
No, that thing that you made that you would go up and down on, you was a...
Seesaw, huh?
Yeah.
Seesaw.
What were you doing on it? You were...
We were just riding one another up and down, that's all. You just playing like that every time your hand goes down, you push up, and they throw that other one down, so he'd do the same thing, so you just keep rocking like that.
Teetering?
We never had no toys like they had nowadays, shoes.
Yeah.
And kids don't know what that is.
Would you ever tie something to a limb of a tree and make a...
Like a swing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'd find a big oak tree somewhere where we could put out a rope on it, a good strong rope.
Yeah.
We could make a swing out of it. And we'd get in the back and push one another as hard as we could. And then later on, when we started getting smart, started getting automobile tires, we tied to an automobile tire and get into it. Things like that.
What did the automobile tire have inside? The old tires had an inner.
Had inner tubes in them.
Inner tube.
Mm-hmm. They used to have them made out of good rubber then. And boy, when we get a hold to one of them, one would blow out. We were gonna keep that thing. We were gonna take care of that thing. Cause we made nigger shooters out of them. Take scissors and cut them in strip, you know, like that.
Oh yeah. Nigger shooters?
Boy.
You niggers with them?
No, we kill birds with them. Man, that boy told you about.
They call them nigger shooters.
They just call them nigger shooters. I don't know why. Pea shot shooters or something. A bird didn't have a chance with him when he
really?
Was a young boy.
Boy, he couldn't hit a thing with that.
Man, he could point that thing, man. That they had another fella. He was growing up. He was a man, and he used to carry around one in his pocket. Because we used to kill all kind of little birds and make bird pies and all that. Man, we'd go out like that in the morning, shoot. We'd come back home, we'd have a pile of birds. We used to use old cast iron stove. Wherever we could find a cast iron stove, boy, that was it. We were gonna take every piece of it we could and break it in small pieces. And then when we couldn't get no more of that, then we go somewhere where they had clay and make like a marble, a little marble with it, an old blue clay, and we put it in the oven in the pan and let it cook, you know. And boy, that thing would be just as hard, good God Almighty. Then later on, we started going to the shipyard. We was bringing dinners over there for the fellas. Well, then they had this punching machine they had over there. They punch holes in the plates for rivets, you know. And we go down there, and if we could get the right size we wanted, boy, we'd come back with as much as we could carry coming from the shipyard. A piece of lead? Lord have mercy.
Your pockets would be...
Oh, we'd have it full. We'd have it in bucket, whatever we bring the lunch in, you know,
yeah.
In a basket and all. We'd carry as much as we could carry back.
And your pockets would be all...
All full of that stuff.
Full of the book.
As much as we could carry. And that, we started using them things.
When you put a lot of pecans in your pocket or something like that, they'd be what? You say they were?
Sticking out.
Bulge out. Yeah.
I ain't many one like that shooting ducks. I used to take them and bring with me out and put in the blind while I'm waiting on ducks. Come on my decoys, I'd be eating pecans.